This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome in. It's Hour 5, a Halloween edition of the G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great time getting ready and all that, having a safe time out there as well. Now, speaking of great, safe, fun times, the KMC Masterpiece will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine tomorrow from 10 to 2. Thanks to Miller Lite, your chance to win Cowboys tickets as well as Cowboys merchandise throughout the show. We'll see you out there tomorrow, Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine with the KMC Masterpiece from 10 to 2. Time now for a proper round tripper. Wolchuk's got to take us around the bases here on your home of the 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers. Here's Wolchuk.
Damn right. And we're just going to get back there in 2025. But the L.A. Dodgers did pull off a historic comeback against the Yankees to win their eighth World Series in franchise history. And it all started really in that fifth inning. Yeah, the Yankees up 5-0. They scored three of those runs in the first inning. You had back-to-back homers, Aaron Judge and Chaz Chisholm Jr. But then in the fifth, all hell broke loose as the Dodgers became the first team in Major League postseason history to fall behind five or more runs and erase that deficit, fall behind again in the same game, and then go on to win it to clinch the World Series. So congratulations to the Dodgers, and they were partying hard there in L.A. In fact, this is probably a low number. How many people do you think got arrested?
In Los Angeles proper?
Yeah. Or just reported Los Angeles police arrests.
I'll go 125.
LA arrests after
the
Dodgers.
I know. I was just thinking. And you said low. You said you were surprised.
I was surprised. I thought it was a pretty low number.
That's why I only went with $125.
I'm going to go with 18.
15.
50?
50.
This 50. World Series related arrest or just in general?
Just partying for the World Series.
Yeah. 18.
17. Fireworks. They all got arrested for fireworks.
Oh, man. One guy was definitely taken to the hospital first.
Just a dozen? I know. Isn't that like...
Must have been lenient.
They were grading on a curve last night.
We're cheering for the arrest. Like, yeah, get up there, get arrested. Just a dozen. Dude, reported by LA
riot
police.
Riot control guy today. That's me.
Yeah, you're
riot,
also...
I'm the riot control guy.
Riot control. That's me. Woo-hoo!
Dude, the video...
Crowds, they were taken to the streets, buses were being set on fire.
How many people in L.A. you think actually knew they won?
80,000.
I'm saying, doesn't it seem like to me they're kind of not a very...
No, they do love the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They love the
not
Dodgers.
Not a big sports town, though.
That's about it.
I kind of think there's just so much going on there other than their care about other things.
Yeah, Bronny got his first points last night.
Like, New York's a great in an NBA game?
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. No, it wasn't a G Leaguer game. It was an NBA game.
I mean, New York is a great sports town, right? But in my experience being in New York, everywhere I went, it was hard to find sports fans because it's just such a massive, diverse city.
Yeah.
Right? I think Los Angeles is similar.
Dude, the video of the Dodgers fan, 25 years old, who is holding a firework in his hand and it explodes. Have you seen the video?
No.
This
it
video.
I've seen it.
His arm gets blown off. It's unbelievable. He gets JPP'd. But even worse, because I think he lost all five of his fingers. The video is crazy, dude. You see just like from the backside view of this dude in the middle of the street, and all of a sudden a firework explodes while it's in his hands. Then he starts running around because he's in pain and he's dripping blood everywhere.
And I'm telling you.
He can't see because a firework just exploded in his face and everything. But I'm telling you, he lost all five of his fingers. It's one of the craziest videos I've ever seen.
He did, and his friend comes over and looks, and his friend is just freaking out. Why would you do
that? It's a Dodger fan?
They're Dodger fans. They're in Dodger gear.
I hope the Dodgers send them like a catcher's mitt or something like that.
Lefty, we got to get you to the hospital.
Yeah. A prosthetic.
There you go, bro.
Oh, my God.
It was like Kill Bill, like squirting blood.
His fingers are off, dude. Yeah, that is
Isn't
bad.
That crazy?
When you win
somebody
big,
hope he's okay.
You want little firecrackers and yellow jackets only.
Sparklers?
You know, maybe a ground flower, a sparkling, maybe a Roman candle.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I had one of those hit me in the side.
Like a Roman candle.
I had a Roman candle hit me in the side. It shot out the back.
Okay.
It got me on the side. This
you can survive that. That's not taking away any.
I had a Black Cat blow up in my hand, and that was it. Felt like you got flashbanged in Call of Duty.
Yeah,
and you're hearing a ringing sound, and you're kind of disoriented for a second. But this was like a legit explosion firework deal.
Like I'm telling you, it took all five. Or an M80 or something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's not good.
That's got to be the ultimate. I mean, you go from your highest of highs. He's 25 years old. That was probably maybe the greatest night of his life. His Dodger just won the whole deal. And then within hours, you've lost five fingers, and you're blinded by the firework light.
You know, it looked at some point like maybe he was looking around for the rest of his fingers. Then he pulls out his phone with his good hand, and he's like trying to call 911, I'm sure.
Gosh, that's so bad.
Maybe they sent him a foam finger, Lucius.
Yeah. There you go,
number
man.
One.
You got five of these?
Woo! Number one.
It's custom made for you right there.
Dude, the Optistats.
Put that nub in there.
it's
the Optistats stat of the day, though.
Yeah.
Yankees only MLB team to blow a 5+ run lead, allow 5+ unearned runs, commit 3+ errors, commit catcher's interference, and commit a balk all in the same game.
A balk.
Regular season.
Balk.
Balk. Yeah, I'm sorry. Bingle. Bongle.
Balk?
Go bleep yourself.
All.
It's a balk.
All. It's a balk?
Yeah.
Okay, see, it's just a silent L then. That's what it is.
Massages.
I thought it was a balk. Balk.
A balk?
Balk.
It's a balk.
Like balk?
A
balk?
Like
what
chalk.
Is it, Dawson? It's a balk.
Sounds like nobody knows what it is.
I think the L silent.
Yeah, the L sound. It's balk, like walk.
Walk.
Walk. Yeah. Well, all those things happened in a game for the first time since 1913. It's amazing.
True, New York.
Over 100 years of baseball.
Frank McGillicuddy, that game. Who was playing that day?
I don't know, but you were watching. It was 1913.
I was there.
I know you
part
were.
Of the St. Louis Browns
Hell
playing
yeah, you
somebody.
Were.
St. Louis Browns.
Foam finger and all. Here goes Brian there. Yeah. Now, Juan Soto is going to be the...
Balk.
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 See, there's balk. An L in there when he says
it. Yeah, balk.
It.
Balk. But not a balk.
Just a balk.
There's a B-A-L-K and B-A-U-L-K.
Yeah, B-A-L-K.
Which is the common British
you don't say the
English.
Yeah. They had a U in there.
Yeah.
So we still have come to no real conclusion.
It's balk.
No. It's balk.
Yeah. I've been in a radio booth before.
Wow. Somebody get
Bach is a composer.
Live this like
it's
I
Bach.
I've been in a radio booth before.
All right.
You guys are all out of bounds for this one.
Get on. Get off my lawn. Juan Soto, though, said every single team he is interested in as he turns 26
is not
and
the Yankees.
Enters free agency. They asked, they were like, hey, the Mets, if the Mets come calling, are you interested? He's like, yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a good experience. I think every player in the big league wants to experience this, so it's exciting to see how this goes. I mean, this is going to be a bidding war. Dodgers apparently are going to be interested in him as well. Yankees are going to try and bring him in. I'm sure the Mets will be. I mean, do you want the Rangers to get in on Juan Soto or are you out on Juan Soto?
I'd love some Juan Soto.
Yeah. Get some Juan Soto action. Need some outfielder help.
I mean, they were rumored to be in on Ohtani last year, so apparently they were just saving up for Soto, which is the right thing to
carry
do, right?
Carry the number over to Juan. That's good. I like that. Whatever we're going to pay Ohtani, just pay it to Juan.
Kind of wish we'd have paid Ohtani or traded for him.
Honestly, I was really happy for him that he did get a World Series. Like, he deserved that. He was a badass and good for the Dodgers. Just next year, I hope.
He would have drawn so many bucks in a Rangers uniform.
He would have.
Would the Rangers beat the Dodgers?
Next year?
Would they have beat them?
Oh, of course.
With last year's
team,
last year's team beat the Dodgers this year.
Well, last year's team was a team of damn destiny.
Special. Well, I understand that. Would the
TOD.
Rangers last year team beat the Dodgers?
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to hit Evaldi or Montgomery. They'd have found a way.
And everybody knows LeClerc would have been lights out.
Are you kidding me?
Corey Corey Seager revenge games too.
Yeah, Seager would have had like three dong balls in a game
easily.
Every one at bat. Might have hit for the damn
Ohtani. Ohtani playing games here at this place.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like fair.
12 of 14.
Might have been down 0-2, actually. Yeah. But then they would have won three in a row, like they did against Houston, come back and win game six. Yeah. I think it would have gone an extra game. I think the Dodgers would have given them a little bit of more of a run for their money than the D-backs did. But
LeClerc would have been on it.
We'd have been saying, go home, Dodgers.
Go home, Dodgers.
Go home, Dodgers.
The World Series. World Series odds. Plus 400 for the Dodgers next year. Yankees at plus 700. Braves, Phillies. Rangers odds right now to get back and win the World Series at plus 2,800.
Oh.
Which are tied with the Mariners.
Take it while it's hot.
Tied with who? The Marlins?
Mariners, the Mariners.
Oh.
Within the division.
Oh, that's disrespect.
You think it is? Because they're also ranked in the way too early power rankings at like 17, which is also behind the Astros and the Mariners.
Wow, they got us being a mid-pack team.
Yeah, well, I there are big question marks, right? Like, was 2023, I don't want to say or think that it was a fluke, but you need to make sure that Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia and some of these guys that had outstanding years are able to get back there, and then what's the health of Evan Carter? Is he able to come back and play and be a stud? Does Jacob deGrom play a full season for you or the majority of a season? There's some question marks, but in Boch, I trust.
I trust the health of the Jungle Cat, obviously.
Yes, damn right.
So important.
I mean, there's a lot of things to be concerned about, but all the pieces are there to potentially fall in place when you look at DeGrom and Kamar Rocker and Bradford. I mean, the only real hole that the team has is bullpen right now, and then you would like to make the offense better, but I think you can count on internal improvement for sure, bouncing back. Reverting or regressing or improving to the mean, something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. I do know what you're talking about. And are you happy that Bob Costas has officially retired from
play-by-play?
I'm a
Bob Costas fan.
Play-by-play MLB broadcasting. Because he was getting some heat this year.
He was getting a lot, did not like the...
For being old?
Well, just, lack of excitement, lack of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Maybe favoring a team or two or one.
Yeah, I think it was the it's
or
just
three.
The
Somebody
lack...
check on him.
The lack of enthusiasm, I think, was real. And then having random references at weird times, it'll be like the bottom of the ninth, and he's talking about like a sitcom or something. And so that drew people off. But I think a lot of it's the karma from we played the clip a couple of weeks ago, like some of the meanest thing ever said into a microphone about some guy playing so bad that even his parents or his family from the heavens were like,
he'd rip you one.
Yeah.
Looking on a
gonna miss the wink, the finger wagging from him. Yeah. He likes to finger wag America a little bit.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the only guy to, as far as I know, broadcast national, worldwide, the Olympics, and he's doing it with pink eye.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a toughness factor there.
There is. I mean, that
incredible intangibles.
There's a warrior spirit about him doing that.
It was after one of those yoni massages.
Yeah. Never said,
All you need is a good yoni.
I wondered if maybe he had some slip out and he was like, I've lost it. I can no longer continue to broadcast without any flaws in my speech pattern.
Did you have your yoni today? Five big moves Rangers could make to contend again, according to Evan Grant. Sign Roki Sasaki, the Japanese sensation, 23 years old.
I heard he was a little banged up this year.
He's not yet 25. I don't see anything about him being banged up. You could very well be right about that, but he could end up being the next Japanese superstar.
Yeah.
Come on over and into Major League Baseball.
I think I got a scouting report on him.
You got the scouting report?
I think I got a scouting report on
him. Let's hear about Sasaki.
Yeah, keep talking. Just right. talking about yourself. I hope I find my scouting report.
I hope it works out for him wherever he goes, especially if it's the Rangers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because if he's bad, the Sasaki jokes are going to write themselves. The entire ballpark of, like, the Yankees right now, or the think about these rabid fan bases, Phillies, whatever. Like, that's going to get tough.
It could be tough. He might,
here we go.
Okay, what do we got on Sasaki?
He's been down this year.
Wait, what's his name again?
What is this, Sasaki? Is that what you said?
It was pretty good.
Sasaki?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Did I say it right?
I think you nailed it.
Okay.
Bach.
Bach. Bach. It's a Bach.
There's a lot of infighting right now on the text about the L. Do you pronounce, do you say L?
I don't believe you pronounce the L.
You want the scouting report or not?
I guess. What do you think, Wolchuk?
All right, I'm not giving it to you.
We'll give him another shot.
It's just like I'm taking off like the you know what? The bet payoff stuff.
We'll come back to Sasaki.
Sasaki.
Let's bookmark that.
How about this? Trading Marcus Semien.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Trade Marcus Semien.
Yeah, so low on him. That's a good play.
Yeah, I think that might be like a trade deadline move if he ends up playing well. But you've got like Josh Smith. Now you have a place to play him every day in the lineup at second base. So you certainly have some players in line. There's an 8% chance that happens, according to Evan Grant. There's no way in hell they're trading Marcus
8%?
Semien. Yeah. Bring back Jordan Montgomery. I think that's something that could happen. Re-sign Nathan Eovaldi. And then this one's fascinating as well, and something that Evan Grant does believe is going to happen, is hire a general manager. Because Chris Young got promoted to president of baseball operations.
Uh-oh.
So now the GM chair is technically open.
Uh-oh.
So if he wants to play both roles, he can. But assistant GM Ross Fenstermaker has been a front office employee since 2010.
You're making crap up.
I'm being...
Was the R silent?
Maybe I said that wrong.
You had me for a second.
I don't know who Ross Fenstermaker is, but he's been in the organization since 2010, and I feel bad. I feel like maybe that's something I should have known.
Geez. You said you used to be in a broadcast booth.
Well, Ross never came in there, man. CY did once, and that was fun.
Did you ever go to the clubhouse?
And he told me it was a damn bock. Yeah, I was in the clubhouse. Kidding me? I saw Astrubel Cabrera's ass.
That was his welcome to the MLB.
Welcome
moment.
To Major League Baseball, buddy.
If CY wants an assistant that they're going to call the GM, I'm okay with it, but I don't want anybody challenging his authority in any way.
I don't think he would allow that.
We need one visionary.
Yeah, but do you want that guy to be Fenstermaker?
I don't think so, no. It's not based off first impression.
Schlong.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
An E, not an I.
Join the KMC Masterpiece tomorrow again. That's the Grapevine Buffalo Wild Wings 10-2. They have Cowboys tickets and gear to give away throughout the show. KMC tomorrow, Grapevine, B-dubs. What are we doing next? Chief.
Let's have a freaking candy draft. Why not?
Huh? Yeah! I love it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan in the gun. Davis to his right, back, stands, whips the ball down the right side, broken up, bobble, 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 intercepted. Anthony Brown. Anthony Brown covering Olamide Zaccheaus on the right sideline. He reached in, he tapped it, he tapped it, he tipped it up, he tapped it back. Finally controlled the interception, and the Cowboys have a takeaway and a 36-3 lead.
Ooh, the rare takeaway for the Cowboys. Just tap it in there. Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Segment of the Nation's brought to you by Soda, State of the Art, and the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's Eric.
Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom.
We will have our annual candy draft here momentarily in the G-Bag Nation. We just went around and drew randomly out of a hat the order, the draft order. So this is a very exciting time, an intense time. We've all been putting our big boards together for, gosh, I would say since September.
Mm-hmm.
And now the hay is in the barn. The work is done. The film has been crunched. And now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Who will draft the best team? It's only a 3-round draft. So everybody's going to have their big three. It's like the triplets, you know, your triplets. You could think of this as like your quarterback, your running back, and your wide receiver. Okay. And, you know, maybe may the best team win.
Is it curveball? I've been playing for four.
Looks like Puka Nacua left practice early today with a knee injury.
Oh, crap.
That poor guy can't stay out of his own way right now from a health standpoint. But he's kind of a battering ram at the wide receiver position. I mean, super, super physical dude. And I don't know how you get hurt in practice these days, but he found a way to do it. So pulling for you, Puka. How about this guy? You pulling for this guy?
No.
I feel for him. This is the ultimate parlay. This dude threw $50 down on a 5-legger. Potential payout of just over $1 million. He had UConn men's basketball to win the title, plus 500.
Got it.
How about this one? Boston Celtics, plus 210, win the title.
Got it.
Florida Panthers, plus 700. Stanley Cup champions.
Great call.
Got it, yeah.
Well, well, well.
And the fourth leg is, of course, the Lads of Los Angeles last night, World Series champions, plus 320. The unfortunate part for this gentleman is the fifth leg to hit it all.
Dallas Cowboys?
Plus 3,000, the New York Jets.
Oh, man, how can
winning
you,
the Super Bowl.
How could you get it? Oh, that's
how
unfortunate. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just go Chiefs there? Just, man, like, make it easy on
get
yourself.
The odds. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to hit the mill. Must have been real excited when they got Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that excitement went right out the window within 6 days.
No.
So now, I guess, would you guys just immediately have the Jets sitting at 2-6? We're all obviously big Jets fans tonight as the as Brian Broaddus has taken the Texans and G-Bag Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But FanDuel is offering the guy to go ahead and sort of prematurely cash out for just under $5,000.
Oh, no. Go, yes.
Go, this was a $50
go,
bet.
Go.
Oh, yeah. Oh my
out.
Goodness.
Go. Cash out on this. They're 2-6, man.
I'm like, I wonder if the Jets end up losing tonight, does that drop to $4,000?
So.
Yeah. Under $4,000? Like, I think he needs to do this right now.
Yeah, call him up right now.
Yeah, you got to bail.
Yeah, got to bail. Absolutely.
And it still ultimately is a win. Like, if you never knew that there was $1 million, that you were one good bet away from $1 million, you'd feel fantastic about turning 50 into 5K.
Yeah, but, yeah, so 100X.
It still stings a little bit, but yeah, it's your fault. You bet on the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, what an idiot.
What a, just a total schmo.
It's impressive, though, he got it to that point, though. He got it to the point where at least he's going to get money out of it.
Yeah, like having the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics, pretty standard. UConn men's basketball, super standard, but nailing the Panthers, I thought, was pretty good.
The only problem there is if you take the $5,000, every degenerate gambler knows you're just going to lose that money trying to double it up in the next month at the very latest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go. Speak some wisdom into this guy.
You're wanting the big payday that now I can get debt-free, I can pay off the house, and have my bankroll to continue to degen with, you know, ideally. So I could see the temptation and... But not with this Jets team. I think that's a gigantic mistake by FanDuel to offer that dude $5,000. I feel like maybe they're just doing that for the publicity.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if I was giving him a cash out opportunity right now, I'd be like maybe 500.
Yes,
1,000.
I was thinking you were going to say $250 or something.
250.
Yeah. Because I mean, what are the Jets' odds to win the Super Bowl right now? Just 200,000 to 1.
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Before the season, it was plus 1,900. Now you're at plus 6,500.
Yeah, and that's a horrible bet. You know, that's what, 65-1.
Yeah, that's a 1.5% chance of winning the Super Bowl. Mm.
So you can watch them play and see they have no chance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, totally.
I don't care what the math says.
Okay, boys and girls,
yay! That's a 1.5% chance of winning. By the way.
1.5% chance of winning the Super Bowl. You go ahead and cash out. you do it.
Absolutely, you do.
Okay, who drew the lucky number one? Who's drafting first overall?
Numero uno.
Oh, shoot.
Wolchuk?
Yeah.
Dirty dog.
Thanks, man.
Okay, who's number two?
That'd be Brian Broaddus.
Brian Broaddus, second overall pick in the 2024 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft. Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. Who's picking three?
Probably Lucius.
Sorry, man. It was a balled up little piece of paper that you handed to me. And instinctively, I threw it away when you walked out of here. I had to get it out of the trash.
We'll take that because you got four.
I got four.
Okay. It's number three.
Okay. Lucius is three. I'm five. We snake draft this thing.
Oh, hell
so
no.
We'll start with Wolchuk. We'll get to me, and I'll get back to back there at five. Three rounds. May the Tolos decide who has the best team. Zach Wolchuk, you are on the clock.
All right, give me with the first overall selection in the Halloween candy draft. Oh. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Ooh, number one on my strong big board. Pick. That's the consensus top player in this year's candy draft has been for, gosh, upwards of a decade now. It's a home run selection by you. It's a guarantee. There is no bust potential there.
Thank you.
That is a draft selection that, I mean, they're already carving out his bust in Canton right now.
Hope it looks better than Dwayne Wade's.
You're a real bleep. Yeah, you got to get Ed Reed's guy on that one. Okay, Reese's. Now, does that mean I can't even get a fast break? Can I get a Reese's fast break here? Or
no,
can I get a Reese's Pieces situation
going?
Yes,
you can do that. Yeah. Can do that.
All of that is in play. Yep.
Okay, I love that.
But the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup off the board.
Number two, drafting number two overall is going to be Brian Broaddus.
Yes, with the second overall pick in the 2024 candy draft, Brian Broaddus selects Kit Kat.
Oh, I like it. That was number three on my big board. Look at
Kit
this.
Kat.
They're just flying off the board.
You
like
know how
crazy.
I feel about those, Brian. You just picked my guy. You know, I bought two of them in the 4 o'clock hour.
That guy handed me that bag yesterday. And took everything I could to keep from eating every one of those. But I handed him to the gentleman at Whataburger. I said, "Sir, you need to take these away from me."
Thinking about packaging my two and my three to move up and maybe get that pick off Brian's hands.
Oh, there you go, dude. The little player swap there. I like that. Yeah, that's a little gut wrenching having Kit Kat off the board. And I know how much due diligence you and your team were doing on Kit Kat there.
Yeah.
Having him at the facility all
we knew the prospect well.
Multiple times at the pro
30
day.
Visit.
Yeah, 30 visit.
I'd like to say we liked Kit Kat better than the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
See, you guys just,
we felt
bad judgment.
We felt really good about that, and we knew that the first overall pick was going to be in question.
So you think they reached at one?
We feel really good about where Kit Kat showed up on our board. And
this is like a let me honest with Kuiper
you.
Moment.
This was Kit Kat was our number one candy on our board.
Like hiding in bushes, asking Reese's sister, "Hey, what's the deal here?" She piped down over there and worry about you.
Hey, dude, Reese's sister is not only a stand up lady,
but
she's a smoke show.
Very happy about this selection, and really happy that the guy picking ahead of us passed on Kit Kat.
Sounds like
he took Odin. You got KD.
Idiot. All right, with the third overall pick in the 2024 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft, Lucius Alexander, you're on the clock.
Yeah, the organization of Alexander here would like to select the Sour Patch Kids for the third pick in our draft.
All right. Sour off the board.
Oh, that is a strong selection, and that was certainly...
I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that one coming.
The way Eric's voice sounded, neither did this list either.
I had Sour Patch sixth on my big board.
Okay, I did.
It's not a reach in my mind.
Okay.
Really not. Not much of one, at least.
The first gummy candy of sorts comes off the board.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin Dawson.
With the fourth pick in the 2024 G-Bag Nation Halloween Candy Draft, the general selects Twix.
Oh, wow.
I was holding out hope Twix would make it.
Dude, Twix is a really good pull.
Very underrated.
And that was fourth on my big board. So
delightful.
Gosh, this is what sucks about sort of being Mr. Irrelevant here.
I think you had a dominant selection fall to you here at four.
I did. No, this is going to work out nicely because at four overall, getting my personal number two overall player, Snickers, bring it in, ladies and gentlemen. Bada boom, bada bing.
Best value so far, huh? That's a value pick. That was number two on my board as well.
I appreciate
that. Draft come to you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to double down on Twix and Snickers there. Unfortunately, that's not going to be the case for me. So we will settle, and we will settle on Reese's Pieces, a delectable iteration of the Reese's Cup.
Reese's Pieces off the board. All right, now we go back to Gavin Dawson, and we are now in the midst of round two, and the first pick of round two was the Reese's Pieces. Dawson?
Man, a lot of different ways I can go on this. I think in the interest of my long-term vision for this draft with the seventh pick in the 2024 G-Bag Nation Halloween Candy Draft, the general selects Skittles.
Ooh! Oh, man.
That's right.
That's another good value pick, I would say. Oh, Skittles right in round two.
That's a reach, I'd have to say, for my
Oh, you're
prospect.
Crazy.
Yeah, I just can't believe this.
No, you're fifth on my big board.
Taste is very poor.
Very poor.
You're going to end up taking raisins.
All right, we swing it back into the pin cup. Lucius, round two. What you got?
The Alexandria organization definitely had a pick stolen from them today. So we're scrambling, trying to figure it out. And we're going to pick Starburst.
Oh, that's a good pick. Wow.
Damn.
All the pink ones, too.
Oh, man. No yellows.
No yellows.
You share those. Hey, man, you want Starburst?
Yeah. They sell all the pink ones, right?
Yeah, the pink ones.
You can sleep with all pinks.
I'll take some reds, too. That's a really good selection right there. Starburst, pretty incredible. Okay, now we get it over to Brian Broaddus.
Is this the ninth pick, then, of the draft, right?
Yeah.
Right, all right, with the ninth pick of the 2024 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft, Brian Broaddus selects Nestle Crunch Bar.
Oh!
I hate. Now I hate you. I was zeroing in on that guy.
Yeah. Very happy with the direction this is going for me right now. Kind of the board letting it fall to me. Some questionable picks ahead of me. We're feeling really good about our situation.
Yeah,
because
you got Kit Kat and Crunch.
And the Nestle, Crunch Bar.
It's really impressive. All right, Wooly Bully.
All right, since we're going back to back here, we will take with our top pick in the second round, the Nerds.
Oh! Crap!
Rope?
Clusters.
The clusters!
I don't think you get Nerds rope a lot going trick-or-treating, but the clusters are a thing now. Give me the Nerds clusters.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's a good pick. It's a good
pick. We're not counting the little boxes. Are the little boxes out there still
on
the board?
You can still get the boxes.
All right.
Nerds clusters.
Well, I tell you what.
How many rounds?
You took my guy's cousin.
Yeah.
And that was family. We were supposed to keep this all in the same squad.
Yeah. They're in a buddy system.
All right, Wolchuk, this is your final pick of the draft, sir. We start round three right now.
Give me, with this next selection, is going to be one off the wall that I don't think anybody's going to pick, but I'm just going to take them. Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Oh! Okay.
That's a good bar.
Yes.
That's a good
bar. Yes. It's actually delicious.
Oh, like cookies and cream. Yeah.
And honestly, there was one I was considering, but I've already got enough peanut butter in my life, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Other Hershey products still on the board. He's got the cookies and cream, but if you want to get the original, if you want to get the almond, whatever it may be, suit yourself. Brought you back on the board. Yeah, final selection of the night for
you. Yeah, with the 12th pick candy draft, Brian Broz selects the Tootsie Pop.
Ooh. Yes.
Tootsie Pop.
This team's getting bounced.
Only lollipop I had on my board.
Yes.
Like that was going to be a one trick pony for that particular position. Okay, into the Pimp Cup. Lucius.
Let me hear the Alexander organization.
I love that music.
Would like to select Butterfinger.
Oh! Yeah. That was it.
Butterfinger's a good one.
Gotta have it right here.
Pretty Bart Simpson back in the day.
Yeah. At a market right there.
Butterfinger strong. Gavin Dawson, your final selection.
I could go so many ways with this. I don't even know if that's considered a candy. So I'm going to eliminate that one.
The donut?
Yes. And Miss Baird's donuts, a little sleeve.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that in my bag if I was a kid.
You make French toast out of it now, too.
Wow, mommy, look!
Yes, Brian, you're right about that. Yeah. You lay the donuts out in a little pan.
You make French toast.
You put the egg on top of it, and you have some French donuts.
Custard.
And that will spoil you. I'm going with sugar babies.
Oh, sugar babies.
I'm surprised your back is not bigger, Dawson. That joint should be wide.
I diet twice a year for about 6 weeks.
You tricked us all into doing it with
him. In the other weeks, I'm gaining about 2 pounds a week.
Sugar babies. Oh, that's crazy.
Did not have sugar babies on my board.
Good looking box in the sugar babies.
It's an old school candy.
It is.
It's an old school candy, and it is it's tried and true. But it wasn't on my big board. That one came out of left field here.
It's like the Evan Carter pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to end up paying off, at least for a few months.
Yeah.
Until his bat gives out. Okay, the final selection of this year's draft, and then the Tolos can go ahead and come together and decide who drafted the team of the year. But I'm going to go Mr. Irrelevant style with the Hershey's Almond Bar. Hershey's Almond Bar. You cannot go wrong, in my opinion.
It's delicious, man.
Low ceiling, high floor.
I can't believe peanut M&M's did not get selected.
Peanut M&M's are good.
Caramel M&M's. So close to taking the peanut M&M's.
The Rolos. Shout out to Eric Kendricks with the Rolos drops. Throw that on the big board later.
Man.
The peanut butter Twix. I considered the peanut butter Twix.
Yes.
I consider the Jolly Ranchers.
PBT.
Yeah, I got choked on a Jolly Rancher once. I can't go back.
If I'm going hard candy, though, Jolly Rancher is probably the one seed for me.
Yeah.
So much flavor in there. Packed in. Okay.
You ever choked on that joint?
Yeah, it's Volchuk did.
Yeah, choked on the floor, too. Yeah. When you're talking as a kid, you're like,
very scary.
Started freaking out for a second. Eventually, it slid down.
Doing the Heimlich maneuver on yourself.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to die. I'm good. It was panic mode for a second.
Those things will glue your teeth together,
they
too.
They will. Yeah. They absolutely will.
You hold it long enough.
All right, well, Snickers, Reese's
Dawson,
Pieces.
You said something about Charleston Chew yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about chewing tobacco.
No.
And it's actually a candy bar.
It is, yeah. I felt like it was kind of related to the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, man, that really is a candy bar.
I can't believe Mr. Goodbar went undrafted. That was a guy that I feel bad because I was telling him the whole time, like,
we're
zeroing in on you.
Yeah,
the yellow wrapper with the peanuts inside?
Yes, dude. Yep. Mr. Goodbars are fire.
Oh, the Andrews Mints.
Oh, yeah. Those
are the hotel mints they put on your pillow.
Okay, do you want to give the Tolos exactly what our picks are and the team so they can vote at the break, and then we'll come back across with the Fan After Dark and
set this up? Yeah. Okay, so I'm Snickers, Reese's Pieces, and Hershey's Almond Bar. That's my team. Snickers, Reese's Pieces, Hershey's Almond Bar. Mid. Lucius, what's your three?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
I thought you were keeping track here. I closed out.
You don't know your own team? That's hilarious. Well, Lucius, I know you have Sour Patch Kids, Starburst, and you got the Butterfinger.
Is that three, or do I get four?
Three. Just three.
Okay.
I wish we were going four.
I got the Twix, the Skittles, and the Sugar Babies, Brian.
Kit Kat, Nestle Crunch Bar, and Tootsie Pop.
Pretty good.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Nerds Clusters, and the Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar.
All right. Who had the best? Text it in, 877-881-1053. Happy Halloween-y.
We're back to cross with the Fan After Dark and get you set here for a Thursday evening. It's the G-Back Nation on the Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Thanks to everybody for making this part of your day. Tomorrow, a Football Friday, we'll have Stephen Jones on at 3 o'clock. Maybe follow up on the D's Nuts question, our current G-Bag of the Day champion, Hagee, with Major's outro. It was pretty outstanding stuff. So tune in for Steve tomorrow at 3, Nation 2 to 7 here on your home of the Cowboys. Of course, we'll be getting you set for Cowboys, Falcons, and so much more. As we're joined now by the Fan After Dark. And, gentlemen, good evening to you. How the heck are you?
Oh, can't complain. Fantastic. I got one question. I know in that draft you guys just had, Lucius, you took Starburst, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the question that I've got to ask because my co-host that's not here tonight insists on eating them with the wrapper.
What?
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
That's what I thought, right?
Now, Yikes, Stripes, Fruit Stripe Gum.
That you could do with the wrapper.
Yes. That you could do with the wrapper, but it wasn't that kind of waxy type of vibe.
He insists that you can eat Starburst with the wrapper.
Well, he did more than insist. That's a challenge. We all
ate it with the wrapper.
That boy's got worms.
It's terrible. Well.
So y'all did it?
We absolutely did.
And how inferior was the experience?
It's awful. Yeah. I mean, just it's
I've like, never felt dumber.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last time you ate wax paper?
It's
probably been a while.
Who does?
A
couple years, probably.
Well,
at least.
Well, let's think of who initiated the whole thing.
Just, that's a Blake thing, if I've ever heard one.
Well, bravo to him for sticking with the bit.
He did it. I don't think it's a bit, though. No. That's the problem.
See, and I had to ask him. I was like, listen, Blake, man to man here. Is this a bit? And he said, you really think I'm doing a bit here? I said, yeah, it's dumb enough to be a bit. What are you thinking?
No. Yeah, but also genius in his own very own special way.
Well, there's a fine line.
Welcome our special friend.
It's a fine line if we do say so ourselves. So, you know.
Bob Costas retiring.
What?
End of an era. Yeah.
Wow. That's surprising. Read it as a story. He was retiring from MLB play-by-play. Is he retiring altogether?
Yeah, it's MLB.
Just MLB.
Okay. And that's a good move. I mean, just think of everything that happened during the playoffs this year. He got ripped. for it, and for good reason.
What else is he doing?
I know, right? If you can't do baseball play-by-play that's moving at a snail's pace,
does
what are you
for a network? Or, like, does he host a podcast?
What about Waze GPS? Like, that would be a good...
Yeah,
I could get me
narrating books for
Will
the
you
elderly.
A late-night show?
I don't.
You don't remember the Bob Costas late-night show?
Ryan?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you have watched, like, four movies in your life, so...
Bob
Costas, once upon a time, years ago, had a late night. And matter of fact, if you guys watch the WWE special on Vince McMahon, what a psychopath he was, he was on this special. He was on the Bob Costas show where he literally gets in his power stance and is like,
they were
closer
to
me
knees.
Than Gavin. Yes. And he's in his face talking about WWE. So, yeah, Bob Costas. It was like a year. Maybe
I remember
two.
Roy Firestone.
Well,
I don't remember.
That's the GOAT.
Oh,
right
Roy.
There.
I love Roy.
Sports Lick show.
Yeah.
He was like a therapist, man. He'd have you crying.
Everybody cried on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody cried. But that's back when you could ask guys real hard hitting questions and they didn't start, you know, going all Tua Tagovailoa on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would really dig into some real stuff.
Absolutely.
And they knew what they were in for when they walked in. And, you know, Roy was an incredible interviewer. It was the golden era of ESPN,
boy,
no doubt. Getting
sure
home from
was.
School, popping that on up close with Roy Firestone. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That was it.
Got no better. Boy. A 30-minute interview. Mm. All right. Something to promote, guys. Something to tease for the show this evening.
We got Ben Troop coming on at 7:20. All right. Well, he's also in Atlanta. So we're going to talk Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta.
So he's in the ATL. So we're going to talk some Atlanta Falcons with him. Because one thing I love about Ben is he doesn't hold back.
No.
And Ben will give it to you straight. And then, of course, we'll talk a little college football with him as well. And then we got a top five at 10:20. Top five holidays in honor of the Halloween.
Top five.
Yeah.
Get asked Ben about his experience at the cocktail party. At the
Ooh, that's a
Florida,
good question.
Great. Because
they're playing that this weekend,
yes,
right?
They are. Yeah, and he's a Gator, so.
He's a Gator.
Thank you for that, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate the assist.
Fan After Dark is next. Yeah? Better than yesterday, you feeling?
That top five, or top 10 that we did with Blake or Leva was awful.
Yeah, hard to be worse than that.
That's true.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. You're 75 and fits you. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Woolchuck and Chia following brought us, and I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.